I'm Sheila Brummer with Sioux Land's Public Media News. At a news conference today, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says cases of COVID-19 and hospitalizations are on the way down. She credits extra restrictions issued for Iowans last month and urges the public to follow health guidelines, including avoiding gatherings during the holidays.
Now we have an opportunity to continue this trend and keep virus activity at a level we can live with while ensuring that our hospitals are stable, our businesses are open, and our children can return to their classrooms after the holidays.
Reynolds says more than 8,400 frontline healthcare workers have been immunized for COVID-19. Last week, state officials had hoped to receive 26,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Reynolds pointed to a planning error that caused an overestimate in the state's allotment. The head of Lakes Regional Healthcare in Spirit Lake also joined the governor virtually to say his medical facility is expected to receive 300 doses today and 200 next week of the Moderna vaccine, a vaccine that's more tailored for rural areas. Vaccinations for long-term care facilities through the federal government's pharmacy program are expected to start on Monday. Health officials in Nebraska say it's important to remain vigilant about social distancing to limit the spread of the coronavirus, even though vaccines have started and the state's viral numbers have improved. The rate of people being infected with the virus went from the fifth highest in the nation early this month to 29th highest on Monday. Iowa is ranked 35th. And a Monona County man was sentenced to life with no parole for the murder of his grandmother in 2018. Elliot Stowe was found guilty of killing Cheryl Stowe last month in Monona County District Court. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Listen for our next newscast at 4:04, right before All Things Considered.